Travis Kiskasse.
Stanley.
Kiskasse. And it's pronounced Kiskasse. Like kiss.
Mwah.
Okay.
Mwah. Supper is one. You fail your trap.
Been playing together as Kiskasse, because I know you've had some other bands.
February?
Yeah,
February.
Wow.
We'll call February.
Since February. How much time has passed between the break, the end of the after party, and February?
It was this, like, simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
That was immediate, I would say.
Immediate.
Cool. We have a question here submitted by someone named Trent from Portland, Oregon. Do you know Trent from Portland?
No.
Yes, I think I might.
Yeah, you might. He asked about you. Your music has seemed to progress substantially in the last few years, from the after party to your current project. Where do you see your music going in the next few years? Is there a goal you set for yourselves?
Carnivals, circus, movies, television.
I just want to travel.
You just want to travel? Yeah, you know, whatever it takes, you'll play music to travel.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a bad thing. I just got myself in a corner.
I'm teasing you.
Yeah, I want to travel.
All right. Well, Trent also wants to know, what are you looking forward to seeing on your tour of Europe?
Amsterdam.
Cool. And Stan, do you miss Medford, Oregon?
No, not at all. Never. If I never go back there, it's okay.
All right, so you guys are playing at the Museum of Contemporary Art today. I was wondering if you guys had any artistic influences, like just as far in life in general.
Visually or audio?
Visually or audio.
Who's the guy who depicted, like, old American culture? The big round noses, usually red.
You're the art person, not me. I'm the lit person.
The book of, I know who it is.
Come on.
I'm an art major. I really should know.
You really should know. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. I'm really bad with names, though.
Okay. All his characters look like W.C. Fields with red noses. Like, they're all alcoholics. So I would say his stuff has influenced me quite a bit.
Fabulous. That was Travis shaking his head no, even though you couldn't hear it on the audio. This will be podcast. So when you shake your head no, they won't hear you.
Oh, jeez.
If you guys could go bowling with any cartoon character, who would you go bowling with?
I would say it was a dog who flew a red
underdog.
Did he fly the red plane? That was
no. I jumped.
You jumped it. Yeah, underdog was a superhero, I believe. Right? No, he's not a superhero. He's actually a dog who flies a Red Baron biplane, World War One, and he had a
in peanuts.
No.
Snoopy did do that.
No, it was a Hanna-Barbera character.
Oh God! And he had like a scrap.
He had a
like
laugh.
Like a scratchy laugh.
He
what
had
was
a
his
great
name?
Laugh.
I don't know.
I would consider it a snicker more than a laugh.
What's his name? I don't know. We're not doing very good with names today.
Really bad.
So there was a character. I think if I was going to go bowling, it would definitely be with a Tasmanian devil. I think that he could definitely knock down some pins, for sure.
What's your favorite color?
Like either hot pink or black.
Why?
Because hot pink is hot and black is black.
Yellow.
Why?
Why? I like it.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, no. I guess I can't really say any more than that. I wear a lot of black, even though I like yellow. Yellow is kind of, it's bright and it's warm and it's friendly. And it goes well with black, and it reminds me of a bee when you wear it with black.
There you go. All right, if you were trapped on a desert island and you only had one album with you the entire time, which album would you want it to be? Uh-oh.
There was an album that I listened to over and over when I was a kid, and it was a record that went along with a storybook, and it was Winnie the Pooh. and it happened to be a story where Tigger wound up in the snow, and he's not really into the snow. But the coolest thing about the album is it dings every time you're supposed to turn the page.
That's fantastic. It's a classic.
A classic, yes.
It's so much more simple than that for me. I would have to say a long drive with for someone with nothing to think about. Is that what it's called? Modest Mouse?
Yeah. I think it's that's what's called.
I think if I was going to have one album, damn, that'd be rough. It would have to be a mix album. It would have some Pixies, and it would have some Modest Mouse, and it would probably have some Bright Eyes.
Village People?
NWA. Straight out of Compton. That would be necessary for, like, my gangsta side.
All right, what do you guys think? David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
David Lee Roth.
Absolutely.
Have you guys toured with any interesting bands? What's the best band you've done a show with?
The best band we've done a show with thus far?
Yeah.
As Kiss Kissay?
Well, probably tonight.
Forever.
Tonight. Yeah. Or ever. Ooh, we played with X. X is good. We like X.
Presets
are good. Queen. We played with Queen. That was good. Slayer.
Played with Slayer.
Slayer's okay. I would say either Queen or X.
So if you guys got fired from your band, what other job would you like to do?
I would like to be in a band.
I'd be a Cuban drug lord.
All right, well, the last thing we ask everybody to do, if you've listened to any of our interviews, or mine anyways, we need everybody to give us an impression of a pirate. And I know you want to be a pirate when you grow up, Travis, so this is your chance.
This is rough. An impression.
An impression.
Well, it's always about that. Whatever.
Oh, you look like a 12-year-old Mexican boy. Looks fun.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, guys.
I can't see clarity in my way.